Chapter 11. Trouble in the Classroom. The last lesson on Friday afternoon was French. The French teacher, Mrs. Delon, entered the classroom. "Good morning, everyone," she said in French. "Good morning, Mrs. Delon," the class answered, also in French. "This morning we will listen to a story and then answer some questions," continued the teacher, taking a CD from her bag. "Andrea, please get the CD player from the cupboard. Here's the key." Andrea took the key and went to the cupboard. When she tried to put the key in the lock, she discovered that it was broken. Then she saw that the door was unlocked and it opened without the key. Andrea looked for the CD player, but she couldn't find it. "Mrs. Delon," she called to the teacher, "the CD player isn't in the cupboard." "I'm certain that it's there, Andrea," said Mrs. Delon. "Perhaps it's under some books. Look again, please." Andrea moved the books, but she couldn't see the CD player. "No, it really isn't here, Mrs. Delon," she said. "I've looked carefully, and I can't see it anywhere." Mrs. Delon became impatient, and some of the students began to talk. "Silence," said Mrs. Delon to the class. She went to the cupboard and moved a few things, but she couldn't find the CD player either. "That's very strange," she said. "I used that CD player yesterday. I remember returning it to the cupboard." "Mrs. Delon, the lock on the cupboard door is broken," said Andrea quietly. "I didn't have to use the key to open the door. Perhaps someone broke the lock and took the CD player." Mrs. Delon looked at the door and saw the broken lock. She seemed very upset. "Andrea, please go to Mrs. Parker's office and ask her to come to the classroom," she said. "I want to show her this door immediately. And see if you can find another CD player." Andrea went to Mrs. Parker's office, explained what had happened, and asked Mrs. Parker to come to the classroom and see the cupboard. Mrs. Parker sat and thought for a minute or two. She looked very serious. "This isn't the first time this has happened, Andrea," she finally said. "Last week, someone took a laptop computer from a cupboard in Mr. Hobson's classroom. The lock was broken there, too. Perhaps we need to get better locks on our cupboards, but this can't continue. We must find the person who's responsible for this. But now, let's go to the classroom." "Mrs. Delon wanted us to listen to a story and answer questions about it," said Andrea. "Do you know where I can get another CD player?" "I can help with that," said Mrs. Parker, going to her cupboard and opening it. "I've got one in my cupboard. Mrs. Delon can use it for this lesson. Let's take it to the classroom." The headmistress took the CD player from her cupboard, left her office with Andrea, and went to the classroom. "The CD player from this room has disappeared, Mrs. Parker," said Mrs. Delon when the headmistress and Andrea entered the classroom. Andrea discovered that the lock on the cupboard door had been broken. Mrs. Parker went quickly to the cupboard and looked at the lock. "This is really serious, Mrs. Delon," she said. "We must discuss it after the lesson. But I've brought the CD player from my office so you can continue with the lesson now." "Thank you, Mrs. Parker," said Mrs. Delon. Then Mrs. Parker spoke to the class. "Before you begin the lesson, I've got something to say to you all," the headmistress said. "It's possible that the CD player from this classroom has been stolen." All the students looked alarmed. "We must discover who is responsible for this," the headmistress continued. "If anyone saw anything suspicious yesterday, please come to my office and tell me." Andrea thought about yesterday afternoon. She had asked Tom to meet her outside the school after lessons ended, but he wasn't there. She had returned to the school building and had seen Tom next to his locker. He was putting something inside his locker and he quickly closed the door when he saw Andrea. Could it have been the CD player? Thought Andrea. But a moment later she felt terrible. Tom would never steal anything, she thought. How could I think such a thing? Mrs. Parker left Mrs. DeLon's classroom, but she didn't return immediately to her office. She went to find Mr. Gordon, the school caretaker. He was sitting in his office at the entrance to the building. Mr. Gordon, a CD player has disappeared from a cupboard in one of the classrooms, she explained. The teacher used it yesterday afternoon. Please try to remember. Did you see anybody leaving school yesterday afternoon with an object that might have been a CD player? Mr. Gordon thought for a minute, trying to remember. No, Mrs. Parker, he said finally. I don't think any of the students had a CD player with them, and I didn't see anybody else with one. Thank you, Mr. Gordon, said Mrs. Parker. So it's possible that the CD player might still be in school. But where could it be? In someone's locker, perhaps? Thought the headmistress. And she made a decision.